Good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining us in the studio this morning are a couple of folks from the Greater Sitka Legacy Fund. Mike Venneberg is board chair. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Rob.
And Robin Sherman is the program manager. No stranger to Raven Radio fans, our former interim GM back in the harness here. In a different harness, but you're here all the same. And Robin, it's a big day tomorrow for sort of the nonprofit or the philanthropy world.
Right. Tuesday, November 27th is Giving Tuesday. It's an international day of giving. It started in 2012 as kind of a counterpoint to Black Friday and Cyber Monday, where we focus on spending and Giving Tuesday focuses on giving.
Okay. And the Greater Sitka Legacy Fund is an idea that started about, I want to say, about 5 years ago in Sitka, 2013?
Right. We were established in 2013 as an affiliate of the statewide The Alaska Community Foundation. We are essentially a locally driven chapter of the statewide charitable organization, and we are building a permanent charitable endowment for Sitka. It is up well over $325,000 now. This is a permanent fund that will be available for grant making and local projects in Sitka. We've made about $34,000 in grants in the past 5 years to 34 local organizations, including 9 organizations this year. And as we build the funds available in that fund, we'll be able to do more in the future.
The idea of a permanent charitable endowment is actually an old idea, but it's new to Sitka. Mike, could you tell us what the rationale is behind it, how it works?
Yeah, Rob, it's was mostly set up for legacy gifts, people that wanted to give something back to the community that would become in a lasting basis. It would continue on and on for forever. These early years have kind of allowed us to raise awareness by have this matching program that allows us to build some funds in the early years and get the fund up to where it's already generating enough income to give grants. But we really see it as a long-term thing for the community, and all the gifts that have been given so far into it are still there. I mean, they're going to keep producing income for many, many years to come.
And when you say legacy fund, it's like you can leave money to the Greater Sitka Legacy Fund in your will, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's the idea for people that want to give something back to the community in a way that's lasting. They can do it through their estate, through their will. There's many different ways to give to the fund.
I want to know why. I guess the idea is that it's permanent. I mean, you don't give a couple thousand dollars to the Greater Sitka Legacy Fund, and the Greater Sitka Legacy Fund turns around and gives that $2,000 to one of the many nonprofit organizations in Sitka. The idea is to kind of build up like there's not a person listening right now who doesn't understand what the Alaska Permanent Fund is, and this is sort of a mini version of that, right?
Right. There's the Alaska Permanent Fund. Sitka has its own permanent fund, and it also has a charitable trust, but new money isn't going into those funds. Those aren't funds that you can contribute to. This is the only permanent charitable fund for the community of Sitka that people can invest in, can participate in. And like you said, those investments, any contributions, become part of our endowment. That principal is not spent, but it is invested by the Alaska Community Foundation. And right now they have a pool of more than $90 million. So they have a professional investment team that's managing that money. And the income and growth is available for use of this community and will be available in perpetuity.
And who had this brainstorm 5 years ago? Was it Rasmussen?
This is a partnership between the Alaska Community Foundation and Rasmussen Foundation. And Rasmussen Foundation has made a major investment in these local affiliates across the state. We are one of 10 right now. And they are funding my position. So none of the money that people donate goes for the staff position that's funded for a four-year period. And they're also very generously matching contributions to our endowment up to $125,000 over 4 years through 2020. So we have until the end of 2020 to raise $125,000, and they will match that dollar for dollar. We're already more than halfway there, which is really exciting. And we're hoping to meet that challenge early, because the sooner we raise those funds, the sooner we get the match, and the sooner the income and growth are available for use in this community.
Right. I want to say that, as we mentioned earlier, this idea has been going on for a long, long time in the lower 48. Lots of communities have established community foundations, and in Alaska we're sort of, you know, coming on board a little bit, you know, a little bit behind the curve as usual. But what's the size of the pool statewide now?
The statewide pool is over $90 million.
So this is like, there's like a dozen communities involved right now.
There are 10 local affiliates plus the statewide organization, and then there's some independent local community foundations that are partners with the Alaska Community Foundation, and they have additional funds. And the first local affiliates of the Alaska Community Foundation were formed in 2008, and so they're a little bit ahead of us in fundraising. And, you know, the community of Seward, which is most people know is much smaller than SIGA, is kind of our role model. They started their fundraising and their outreach in their community, and after a few years, they received a gift of almost $2 million. And now the Seward Community Foundation is granting more than $100,000 every year to nonprofits in that community.
Wow.
So that's what we're hoping will happen here.
Okay. So But a community that is sort of on a par with Sitka that did not get a $2 million shot is Kodiak, right, Mike?
Correct, yeah. Kodiak is kind of the community that we're most like in a lot of ways for this effort. And we started at the same time, and, you know, we see those people at different state events where we get together and kind of compare notes, and we're kind of competing with them in terms of growing the endowment. So.
Okay, so Sitka versus Kodiak, it's on, game on. I want to give you guys a chance to talk about how the Greater Sitka Legacy Fund is not really designed to undermine your current giving strategy. If you're a listener and you already write a check to Braveheart or even to Raven Radio, how does the Greater Sitka Legacy Fund sort of intended to mesh with all that? I think you sort of touched on it, Robin. The idea is for the fund to eventually build up to the point where it can support a lot of the things that people in the community already support individually. Right?
That's right. And it's not a choice of whether to give to Greater Sitka Legacy Fund or give to local nonprofits. We have so many great nonprofits in this town, and the community has been generous in supporting them. And of course, we want people to continue to do that. There are folks out there who have additional resources, and we hope they'll be generous. You know, the amount of support that the city is able to provide nonprofits is going down over time. We're hoping to step in to fill that gap. We, because of our affiliation with the Alaska Community Foundation, have the ability to accept complicated gifts that really most of our local organizations don't have the ability to accept, such as estate gifts, such as distributions from IRA accounts. We can help donors structure complicated gifts. We also try to support the local nonprofit community in other ways. This year we did a workshop that was open to all the nonprofits in Sitka on individual fundraising. We had, I think, 25 people there from about 18 organizations. We're there to support other local nonprofits in their fundraising and in their program efforts. And over time, with legacy gifts as well as these matching gifts from the Alaska Community Foundation and Rasmussen Foundation, we'll hope we'll be able to do more of that.
All right. So Giving Tuesday, tomorrow, what's the plan? Do you want people to, what's the idea?
Well, you know, I was out Friday and Saturday when we had our local business, emphasizing local businesses. It was great to see so many people out on the streets supporting their local businesses. And I'm kind of hoping that that's a metaphor for what will happen on Giving Tuesday. It's the end of the year. Most people do most of their giving toward the end of the year. Tomorrow's a great time to get online or get out the checkbook and think about which local organizations you want to give to in this season. And you have so many great choices in this community. So it's a great day to do that giving.
All right. So, yeah, it's the nonprofit industry in Sitka. And really, it should be no secret that our nonprofit organizations do work in the community that is simply invaluable. And it's nice to sort of build a tradition around giving after so much commercial frenzy of the weekend, which is important, too. Well, so how do people get in touch with the Greater Sitka Legacy Fund, Mike?
We have a really good online source of giving if people want to give that way. Our website comes up easily, and you can give online.
GreaterSiccaLegacyFund.org.
Yeah, and we've also, of course, got all our contact information on there, and there's about 10 of us on the advisory board here locally, all those people are always willing to visit with folks about the fund and explain things in more detail.
Yeah, and it hooks you right into the Alaska Community Foundation website, so you can sort of get the global picture of this really statewide philanthropic effort. So check it out, GreaterSitkaLegacyFund.org. Robin Sherman is the program director for the Greater Sitka Legacy Fund. Mike Venneberg is board chair. Thanks a lot for coming in and talking about the Greater Sitka Legacy Fund and Giving Tuesday tomorrow.
Thanks, Rob.